Our scripture reading today is from the Gospel of Matthew, the fourth chapter, verses 12 to 17. It's on page 3 of your insert if you'd like to follow along. You know, the Bible has been one of the most important documents in the history of the world, especially Western civilization. But it's a complex book. There are passages that are so inspiring, meaningful, beautiful, radical. But there's some other parts that are hard to read. That's why it takes some discernment. Our churches, the UCC and the DOC, have always required clergy to have a lot of education before they're ordained so that they can have some sense of history and what's going on. The passage today, and Matthew's just following Mark. Matthew copied Mark for the most part, added some of his own material. It's important because it records for us what the early church claimed is the first message, first words Jesus ever spoke. It sort of sets out his agenda, his ministry, and therefore has influence on us as well down to this day. So reading from the fourth chapter of Matthew. Upon hearing that John was arrested, John the baptizer, who was Jesus' mentor, Jesus went to Galilee. Jesus left Nazareth and settled in Capernaum, which lies alongside the sea in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali. This fulfilled what Isaiah the prophet had said, land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, alongside the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who lived in the dark have seen a great light, and the light has come upon those who live in the region and in the shadow of death. Well, from that time, Jesus began to announce, change your hearts and lives, for here comes the kingdom of heaven. God bless the reading of those ancient words to our hearts and minds today. I can't recall who told me this true story.